I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is To Look At Me, You Wouldn't Know I'm a Cheating Slut, written by Obvious Library, read by Girl on the Net. Note that as the title implies, this is a story about somebody who is cheating on their partner, so it may well appeal to the cucks amongst you, but it possibly won't appeal to those of you who may find that traumatic. It does also contain fetishization of large dicks and potentially shaming of small dicks in a kink context. I fucking love a story where I get to be the bad guy. To Look At Me, You Wouldn't Know I'm a Cheating Slut. On the school run, I seem a perfectly respectable mum, just like all the other mums. Happily married, having unfulfilling duty sex with my husband once a month. Looking at all the other parents at school drop-off, I imagine that's their lives too. Boring and unexciting. But I have a secret. For the last 2 years, I've been cheating on my husband. It's not an emotional affair with another person. I am cheating with many, many men, and it's purely for the sex. Filthy, dirty sex. As many men as I can get my hands on. I've lost count how many I've fucked, but it's easily over 100. And I'll try anything. I've been tied up, spat on, pissed on, fucked in the ass. Sometimes I fuck in hotels or houses, but often it's in cars or in the woods or public toilets. While I'm chatting about the weather with another mum, I look at her lips and wonder if, like mine, those lips were yesterday wrapped around the cock of a 25-year-old personal trainer in the back of his car. Does she kneel on the floor of hotels while a handsome businessman unloads a week's worth of calm onto her face? I suspect not. I imagine that on rare occasions, like her birthday, her husband finishes inside her with his tiny cock after 5 minutes and she never has an orgasm. But you never know, right? Out of all the parents here, some must be sluts like me. Some must be cheating. Maybe some of them are swingers or like to watch their husband or wife fuck other people while they stand in the corner wanking. And I know a few of the men like to fuck. Oh, that's right. I've fucked a few of the dads from the school. We act like nothing's happened, but I remember what that guy's face looks like when he climaxes in my ass. And that other one over there, he looks boring, but he's hung like a donkey and he can come 3 times in a row. I know the wife of Donkey Dick. She's on the PTA committee with me and she's really annoying. Whenever she starts whining on about something, I just say, "Yes, babe," and picture her husband's massive cock spewing cum over my tits. This morning I'm wearing gym clothes. My husband thinks I'm going to the gym after school drop-off, but I have a date with a married man I've been talking to online all week. He's got the morning off work and I'm heading to his house. I've already seen photos of his cock, of course, and it's impressively big. I've also seen a video of him wanking off in the shower, unleashing a huge load of cum that just kept going. I can't wait for that to splash all over me. I'm getting wet just thinking about it as I walk back to the car. Closing the car door behind me, I get out my phone. "I'm on my way," I message him. Checking no one's walking past, I stretch out the waistband of my yoga pants and take a quick photo looking down at my hairy pussy inside my black lacy thong. I send it to him. "I'm already wet," I write. "I'm ready for you," he replies, sending me back a picture of his jeans, a massive bulge straining at the fabric. "Fuck, that's hot. My cunt is tingling now." I start the car. It's only a 5-minute drive away. We've already discussed our kinks and boundaries. I've told him I want him to take control, to be rough with me and to fuck me without protection. Not all my encounters are like that, but it is what I'm craving today. I find his house. It's on a new build estate. Boring and tidy with a neatly mowed front lawn. Like his wife. Boring and tidy. He's told me all about her and how she thinks Bridgerton is a bit too risque. I knock on the door. A little bit nervous. I've done this so many times, I shouldn't be nervous now, but I always am. It's an excited nervous, though. My heart is racing and I feel alive. He opens the door and invites me in. He's gorgeous. Tall, dark hair, a neatly trimmed beard and kind eyes. He's a little older than me, in his mid to late 40s. I slip off my shoes and follow him into his immaculately tidy living room. Brown leather sofas and white carpet. Everything is very clean, almost like it's a show home. He turns and closes the distance between us. His hand reaches up to my ponytail and he grips it, pulling my head back and kissing my neck. Fuck, I didn't expect him to do that. It sends a rush of blood to my cunt. I'm so turned on now I let out a little moan. His lips move lower, and with the other hand he pulls down my stretchy gym top and sports bra in one movement, exposing one of my large breasts. I'm standing there in this stranger's living room, my head pulled back by the hair and one breast exposed to the cool air. I feel my nipple tightening. His hand roughly grabs my breast, massaging it and feeling its weight. His thumb rubs across my nipple and I moan again, louder. My cunt is physically aching now with desire. His tongue and lips move across my breast until they touch my nipple, sending bolts of lightning through my body. He wraps his lips around the dark, erect nipple and gives it a firm suck, exploring it with his tongue. His sucks are rough, almost painful in intensity, but giving me so much pleasure. He exposes more of me and pulls both nipples hard, twisting them in his fingers. "Get on your knees, slut," he says, forcing me down. Then he slowly unbuckles his belt, pulls his trousers and pants down and gets out his huge cock. Oh, it's bigger than I thought from the video, both thick and long. I hold it in one hand. It's warm and rock hard. I open my mouth, but he takes over, holding the back of my head and pushing it onto him. His cock fills my mouth, touching the back of my throat and making me gag. He's fucking my mouth now, holding my head firmly in place. I'm gagging each time his cock hits the back of my throat and drool is escaping my lips and dripping down in long ropes to my bare tits. I still have one hand on him, but with my free hand I try to slip it into my panties. I'm desperate for some relief, but he grabs my arm to stop me. "No," he says, "not until you've pleased me." Fuck, that turns me on even more. My knickers must be soaked through by now. When he's had enough of my mouth, he pulls me to my feet and spins me round. He pushes me on the back with his hand to make me bend over the sofa. Then he hooks his fingers into my yoga pants and knickers and pulls them both down to my ankles all in one go. Looking down between my legs, I can see that the crotch of my knickers is indeed stained damp with the essence that has leaked from my desperate cunt. I feel his hands on my cheeks as he opens me wide, looking deep inside me. And then, in one delicious thrust, his dick slides all the way inside my cunt. The thick girth stretches my lips and the huge length of him fills me, all the way in until I feel it press against my cervix. I'm so wet that it slides in easily, my walls gripping him firmly as I clench. He's fucking me hard now, slamming his cock inside over and over, making a loud slapping noise. I'm making uninhibited moans and even screams and I'm kneeling on the sofa as he fucks me roughly from behind. He pulls me upright at one point, one hand holding my throat as he continues to enter me. He pulls me upright at one point, one hand holding my throat as he continues to plow me hard. He grips me so tightly and with the other hand pulls roughly on a nipple. So hard it would hurt if my whole body wasn't concentrating on the pleasure in my core. But as it is, I don't have the capacity to feel the pain. It just adds to the joy pulsing through my body. Then his hand is between my legs, pressing against the desperate, swollen nub of my clit. 3 firm circles of it with his fingers, and my vision goes black as an intense orgasm rushes through every part of my body. My legs go weak, but he's holding me up still by my throat, his arm across my chest from behind. His fucking is relentless, and he doesn't stop rubbing my clit, even as my first orgasm finally dies away. It's even more sensitive now, almost too sensitive to bear, but I go with it, and I go with it, and I let him keep going, and it's only another minute before I come again. I'm aware this time that I've squirted and it's pouring down my thighs. Finally, he pushes me away onto the sofa. I sprawl onto my back and look at him standing there, his large cock proud and erect, covered in my juice. I kick off my leggings and panties that are around my ankles and open my legs, letting him see my soaked and hairy cunt. He's smiling at me. "Good slut," he says. And then he's between my legs, his tongue forcing his way into my mouth even as his cock penetrates me again. He's so big and hard and so confident as he fucks me. I can tell he must do this a lot. It turns me on thinking about all the sluts he must have fucked without his wife knowing. I open my legs as wide as I can for him, lifting them up so he can get his huge dick even deeper inside me. His body is pressing against my clit now as he thrusts right up to the hilt inside, and it feels amazing. I come again, losing control of myself, and then he's standing over me, holding his cock, gripping it tightly, rubbing furiously. He closes his eyes, and as he does so, cum explodes out of him, all over me. There is so much of it, coating my breasts and stomach. I love the feeling of it landing on my skin, a feeling of accomplishment that I made him come. He holds me in a more intimate way, our sweaty skin pressed against each other. He's more gentle now. "I love your body," he says, stroking my unshaved armpits with a finger and then running it down my side and over the stretch marks on my belly. "You're so fucking sexy." When our breathing returns to normal, we go upstairs, still naked. In his bedroom, we get on the bed that he shares with his wife. There's a photo of them both on the dressing table. His cock is hard again, and we make love. It's softer now. Lots of kissing. We fuck for an hour at least, in every position. I come so many times I lose count. Eventually, while I'm riding him, he lets out a quiet moan and fills my cunt with his cum. Oh, what a great fuck. One of the best. As he shows me out, I hope I can see him again, but I'm not counting on it. With some people it's just once, and with others I fuck them over and over again. "Next time," he whispers in my ear, "I'm going to cum in your ass." Maybe I will see him again. It doesn't matter, though. I'm already planning my next encounter with another guy I've been talking to. I'll be seeing him tomorrow. If you enjoyed this, you can find more of Obvious Library's filthy smut at obviouslibrary.substack.com and more hot stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. Everything there is available for free, but if you can afford it, please do chip in to support the project, patreon.com/girlonthenet.